Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to LinkSoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
Gas mileage is great in Honda cars. I feel like I can still go long distances without having to pay a fortune each time I go fill up my gas.
So I do use the Honda as my commuter car, and it's really great because I only have to fill up once a week.
From Accord and CR-V hybrids to Civic and HR-V, there's a fuel-efficient Honda that's right for you. See your NorCal Honda dealer now. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCal HondaDealers.com.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
He shakes off a couple of pitches, now ready, and fires at a curve, freezes Ohtani. He's gone looking. How about that performance by Zach Jackson? Ward pops up on one pitch, then he strikes out Trout and Ohtani standing by the side of the road.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
It is the A's Clubhouse Show, and the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. A tough loss, but Ken Korak, you know, the last few days, I've been coming at it hard, but I have some positives I want to get into today. I think we're going to – a beautiful day. I'm not going to let this outcome of the game spoil what a beautiful day it was today. So I've got some positives today for you here in the A's Clubhouse Show.
Go for it.
Hogan Harris, I want more. I mean, watching him and you and I talked about it in the pregame. Too many times we want to judge guys when they first get here in their debut and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of craziness. There's chaos in your head, how fast your heart's pumping, family's here, it's your dream and everything. You want to see what happens, and we can bring this up too, like Luis Medina. You want to see what happens when guys get a couple different shots at it and they start developing a little bit of a routine. Well, what we saw today, especially with his breaking stuff and his ability to strike guys out and have that kind of stuff, Hogan Harris, I want to see more.
Yeah, you know, they have a tough decision to make. I mean, I don't know how tough it is, I guess, because they've struggled with their starting pitching this year, Chris. But when Blackburn comes off the IL to pitch on Monday, somebody has to go down. And right now with Harris here today, they're down one reliever. They only had seven relievers. They want to carry eight. So that's a conundrum for them, and we'll see what decision they make. But, yeah, you're right. And the interesting thing, too, about Harris, and it's a lot like Luis Medina, where his command was better today than it was in AAA. He walked 20 in 31 innings in AAA. Now he had that rocky outing against the Mets on April 14th here, but just one walk in five innings today. He was in complete command against one of the better clubs in the game. So, you start thinking about what he could possibly do. You don't want to go overboard based on one game, of course, Chris, but if you could get Mason Miller back in the fold, too, that's a guy that I miss the most. Because he pitched like a legitimate top-of-the-rotation guy. He's going to be out for a while, but they need to get him back healthy. And now you can start putting together a rotation that you think could be pretty formidable.
Well, think about, too, Luis Medina. His control has been better up here than it's been down there.
Absolutely. He walked 15 and 13 in the third innings in AAA. And I think he's walked a total of four in the three starts he's made since his recent call-up. So, yeah, no, he's been outstanding.
Well, maybe, Ken, we need to maybe start realizing that it sucks so bad to pitch down there that you don't want to be in the strike zone the way the ball flies out of that yard.
It can be tough to pitch when it's really hot and windy, too. Now, they haven't had the real warm conditions yet down there, but, yeah, who knows? Whatever the reason is, the A's will take it, right, when you get an effort like Harris today.
Yeah, and the thing, too, today – And you guys had the numbers. I have the numbers. Unfortunately, Brent Rooker has really struggled in this month. I know he got the walk in the fifth. He got the double in the eighth. Just to get him going again, because he was such a big cog. You know, when the A's started to hit and they started to hit home runs and score runs, he was a big part of it. He's a great story. We don't want to see that story just fall off the cliff. We need to start seeing him get going again.
The other thing was Blade, too. It kind of coincided with Rooker really getting hot, was Blade being called up from AAA and doing so well, and he's been scuffling. They don't really want to start him against lefties right now, but I'd like to see him play as often as possible, too. And one reason for that, he's a great defender. I'm not overstating it when I say that, Chris. I mean, the plays he made on the road trip. So, but you're right about Rooker. You know, middle of the order guys. And, well, it's been a struggle up and down the lineup, too. And I think Rooker has a chance to be very good. And I'm glad the A's are still playing him every day.
Yeah, you talk about Blade. There's a reason why the A's are number one in baseball. There's something the A's are leading in. It's outfield defense in left field. They're number one in defensive runs saved in left field. And a big reason is not only Rooker. They've had seven different guys play there, but it's been the play lately of Blade. He's been absolutely fantastic. So there are some things to talk about. You enjoy the rest of this beautiful Saturday, and I will see you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Tony. Thanks.
That is the voice of your Oakland Athletics, the Bay Area Radio Hall of Famer, the great Ken Korak. The number
Thanks,
is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. We will take your phone calls next, right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
And let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
It's the A's Clubhouse Show, and the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, lead us off today here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
County, good afternoon to you.
What's happening?
County, good afternoon to you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Hey, longtime A's fan since 68. You got to talk me off the ledge here. I'm trying to be positive, you know, watching this young team just kind of, you know, either I'm attending the games or I'm going to, you know, I'm watching them on TV, and it's kind of, I don't know, you know, we know it's going to be a tough season, but, you know, I guess we're going to have to just, we're going to have no continuity this year. You know, we're going to just have to keep running guys in and out and see what we got, I guess, huh? Explain that to me.
You want me to talk you off the ledge?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll talk you off the ledge.
Okay.
At some point, and yesterday, last couple of days, I've gone hard at it. Today, I'm not going to do it. As I said, I'm not going to spoil my beautiful day, because once again,
right.
I didn't pitch. I didn't hit. I didn't play. I didn't lose. Lose today. I didn't lose the day before. I haven't lost any of these last nine games. So why am I going to sit here and be mad? Why am I going to sit here and not sleep at night and be angry and all that? At some point, I'll continue to do that, but I'm not going to sit here and just – I mean, it's not my fault. So you know what? I came to a game today. It was a beautiful game. It's a beautiful day. Saw some good things. We're going to talk some baseball, but I'm tired of being angry. And I just know this. Am I a general manager? No. Am I in the front office? No. Even though my badge says I'm in the front office, I'm not in the front office, right? I'm a media guy. I'm a streaming guy. I'm the idiot on after the game. I get it. But I can tell you this. This doesn't work. And I can be Captain Obvious all I want, but this doesn't work. And at some point, I don't care about payroll because you know what? That's why we have drafts. That's why we have international signings. You should be able to draft people.
Look at the Padres. Look at the Mets right now. You know what I mean?
You should be able to draft people who can play at this level. Your international signings that you go out and you give all these kids money, some of them should work. You know, that's one of the things about the Astros. You look at their international signings. The guy that pitched today signed for $10,000. Framber Valdez signed for $10,000. Mm-hmm. He was not a bonus baby. He was not a first-round pick. He was a guy they found. Jose Altuve, they found for nothing. These are guys they found for nothing. So you know what? I don't want to hear about payroll. You should be able to draft guys that can come here and compete, and some of your international signings should. So now here's my point, though. Here's where I talk you off the ledge. We're just going to have to wait. I don't know when they're going to do it, but as I mentioned it last night, I think it's a pretty good analogy. You know you have to rip the Band-Aid off, and it's going to hurt.
Right.
And you don't want to do it. Have you ever ripped a – you know when you've had to have a Band-Aid on for a little bit, and you know when I rip this thing off, it's going to hurt like hell?
Yes.
Right? We all know absolutely. That. We all – it's like, oh, God, it's going to – and you do it, and it stings like hell. But then after a while, it feels good. Band-Aid's off. It's fresh. It's new. Let's go. That's going to happen. Well, and like Tyler Soderstrom hitting two home runs yesterday, we played that clip. I know we ran out of time, so Ken and I really couldn't talk about it. But Soderstrom hitting those two home runs, right? You got Geloff.
Yes.
You got the kid. You got Butler. You got Harris down at Double-A. You got these kids at some point. It's like we're going to see those kids. They're going to come at some point, we're going to stop seeing older guys that have led you to nine straight losses and a horrific record. And it is a horrific record. It is what it is. That's just facts. Your record is 10-44. At some point, you're going to have to make that change. And when they make that change, Dennis, that is when I'm talking you off the ledge, and you'll get excited because you want to see the young players play. They'll make mistakes. They'll do great things, just like even veteran players do. But you'll be excited about seeing something that's fresh and is the future. We want to see fresh and future.
And we want to see, you know, I was listening to Mark Kotze last night, and you know, we all want to stay positive, you know, because it takes just as much energy to make positive vibes and negative vibes. So, you know, and we see like Mason Miller and Hogan Harris today, and you know Seth Brown coming back in the lineup. It's just tough. It's tough to go through this again. But you know, we look down in the farm and we see a lot of prospects, and you know a lot of good prospects. You know, like Tyler. Tyler's a local boy here, and we want to see him. We want to see him get called up sooner than later. So you know, I mean, anything to get this thing turned around.
Anything to give you some hope. I mean, yes. I'm not even at a point of turning around the record. I've let that go. I've let that thing sail. But anything to give you hope. To be able to watch guys like Hogan
day.
Hogan Harris today gave you hope.
Yes. Yes, he did. It's just we got that, you know, you got that. You know when it gets turned over to the bullpen lately, it's almost like you know it's going the other way. You know what I mean? And I can't wait for that to change because you get these kids, even Medina, you know, and when Miller was pitching before he got hurt, those guys look like they're going to be studs in the lineup.
Yeah, when you see Luis Medina, you go, that kid, athletic, lightning arm, an arm blessed by God. I mean, he's got something.
Yes.
And this is where you say, okay, I have this guy who has such a special talent. Now I want to see the coaching. I want to see the coaches make him a much better player. Ryan Stanek, who we just had on, World Series champion, longtime reliever. He was known as the opener in Tampa. He said the great thing about coming to Houston is they make you better. They make everybody better.
Yes.
That was his. That's his observation.
Absolutely.
And that's what people talk about. The Rays are so smart. Their data, and that's how they win. They're so smart. He said the difference about the Rays in Houston, and we heard this with Gerrit Cole. We heard this with Justin Verlander. They bring guys in and they make them better. All right, I want to see that with our coaching staff. Make Luis Medina better. Make Hogan Harris better. When Mason Miller comes back, boom. I want to see that with Paul Blackburn. The hitter's the same thing. Bring up the young guys and make them better. Make them able to compete.
And it's going to be nice to have Blackburn back on Monday. You know what I mean? Start getting some of our our core players back. You know, Seth Brown, now Blackburn, and a few of the other guys that've been on IL and get them back in, and let's see if we can get this thing, plug in some of these newer kids and hope for the future.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Dennis.
Oh, thank you, Tony. You have a great day, all right?
You too. Now, it's interesting when he says bringing guys back, and it sounds like getting the band back. Well, there's not really a band to get back together. There is not a core here. I hate to say hodgepodge, but that's what it is. Now, what you are going to need is you do need to have some guys that have been there and done that. Wherever you are in life, you do know somebody around here has to have a little experience. I don't care what job, what line of work you're in. If everybody's new, you're in trouble. Now, new people bring energy, hardworking. They're going to take chances. They're new. They want to strive. They want to get better. There always has to be, as we like to say, the adult in the room. Got to have a few of those guys. I think the A's need less of them. I think you need a couple. And I had this conversation with Mark Kotze. This is something we didn't talk about on the Mark Kotze show, but there's things we talk about I wouldn't tell you, but there's things that he'd have no problem with me talking about. I think of two adults in the room. One right now is Seth Brown. Seth Brown is somebody, and I know in my notes today they talked about, he could be a guy that's moved. You don't have to move Seth Brown anytime soon. I'm not sure you're going to get a big haul for him. But for Seth Brown, he is the type of guy that's come up in your organization. He knows everybody. He knows what we would call, I guess, the A's way. And he'll be here charging with the young guys. I like that idea. You got to have an adult in the room. Seth Brown, mature. Seth Brown is smart. You've heard him on interviews. I've had a chance to get to know him over the years. Stuff that he has done, like we've done some stuff with fans and his interaction with the fans. He's the perfect guy to say, okay, Seth, you're here, hit bombs and help these young kids. That's what that's your job. Hit bombs and help the kids. Now, who is that guy on the pitching staff? Is it Paul Blackburn? Maybe. But you need that guy on that side too. So you need a guy that's a position player and a guy who's a pitcher. After that, I don't know how much the veteran leadership thing. When you're 10-44, don't come to me with veteran leadership problems. You just got problems. And how are you going to solve your problems? And I know the payroll is the payroll, whatever. At this point, I don't care. I don't care who's making what. I want to see guys that I look at and they could be the future. And they can help you. And I believe this. Could I be wrong? No question. But I believe this, before we get back to your phone calls at 833-625-2278. You get a real group of young players hungry. These guys are hungry. And I'm talking real. I'm not talking half your lineup is 28 and older. I'm talking everybody's young. These guys will come out here. They may get worked over for, let's say, June. But at some point, they will become dangerous. At some point, they will win games. So when we talk about, are we ever going to see this team win three in a row? Are we ever going to see this team win 8 of 10 or something like that? Not this group, but you bring this young group together and they start playing together. They're traveling together. They eat together. They go drink beers together. They start coming together as a group of young guys. They will start to win. I don't know if it's in August. I don't know if it's in September. But mark my words, if you go with a bunch of young guys and they believe that they are the core, and they believe, you hear believe, they believe. Doesn't matter what I believe, you believe. It's if they believe they are the future, they will come together. That's how teams work. Teams got to believe. These guys got to look around the clubhouse. They got to look around the dugout, and they got to know, all right, this is what we got. Let's go fight. Right now, you're looking around. I mean, how many people are looking around? They're going, I don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. I don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. I don't know if you're going to be here in a week. I don't know if you're in 2 weeks. You're definitely gone next year. You don't, if we know that, you don't think they know that? You don't think they know? I mean, we've seen this in all of sports. When the clubhouse or the locker room knows that not everybody's going to be here by a certain point, everybody starts, you know, playing for themselves. So I'm telling you right now, if you've got a group of young guys who know, hey, this is it, this is who we're going with every day, let's go get them, boys, at some point, you'd win some games. I'm not giving you a number on how many, but you'd win some. The number is 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
Which NorCal drivers are enjoying the best of everything these days? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
My Honda Pilot is the perfect family SUV.
My Honda CR-V is definitely a great choice.
Honda was named Best Overall Brand, Most Refined Brand, and Best Value Brand of 2022 by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Save now at your NorCal Honda dealer.
Based on 2022 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Baseball season is officially here, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the first product of the season, Topps Series 1 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me, comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues, look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
2-2 on the way. Here's a pitch by Valdez. And that swing on line to left, a solid base hit. Angle toward the line might be two. Mariano turning at first. He's going to second. And the throw and the dive in. He's in with a double. So Mariano, a leadoff double, a shot down the left field line. Mariano's going to third. Pitch taken for a strike, and there's no throw. Good job by Diaz, realizing that Ramon was just taking liberties with Valdez, even while Valdez was still in the stretch and hadn't delivered the pitch yet. So Ramon steals third. Aledmus, 193, infield back. He hits a fly ball to left. It's going to be playable and plenty deep to score the run. Alvarez is there going to his left to make the catch. Tagging Laureano to score. Good job of hitting by Diaz. Good job of base running by Laureano to steal third to set that up. And the A's are on the board, and the Astros' lead is 2-1.
All right, let's go to George in Daly City. George, I think you want to talk about something that I'm very interested in. Go ahead, George.
Yes, that's why, Chris Townsend, you don't need to worry about the great hodgepodge when we have the great Chris Townsend leading the band. And since Chris Townsend leading the band, and for the next 19 hours we have Chris Townsend in the Fujinami fan club, I just want to hear what you had to say about Fujinami's pitching today. And hopefully you can add in a word in Japanese besides for konnichiwa and sayonara.
It's been a while. I've been to Japan since 2019. Konnichiwa to everybody, but I can't remember. What was beer? I know Kirin.
Beer.
How about Kirin?
Kirin's beer. Sapporo beer.
Kirin beer. I knew Japanese beer. Kirin beer.
Asahi beer.
A lot of whiskey, by the way. Japan's big in whiskey.
Every night Fujinami has a good night out, we need you to add in one Japanese word to the broadcast.
All right, I'm down with that. I'll start working. I have no problem with that. I'll tell you what, I've been saying this for a while, and I finally asked Mark Kotze about it yesterday, and you see it today. Fuji's best inning is his first inning. And if they're not going to go opener, I think Fuji's got opener written all over him. And then you can get Fuji comfortable being the opener, and you're throwing him three times a week. And you found a place for a guy you're paying $3
million. Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. And with the announcer said he threw, was it 101 today for a strike?
I didn't see all of his pitches, and I wasn't paying attention to velocity. I just want him to get outs. I could care less about velocity.
Okay.
I want outs.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like Fuji. Because to me, George, what happens is if he gets comfortable, because obviously he's got the stuff, right? It's just all of a sudden – His release point's all over the joint. He's throwing the ball so far left, you're like, my God, what's going on here? If you got him comfortable first inning, let's say he does it a few times where he's an opener and he goes out there and boom, lights it up in the first inning and he starts getting comfortable. At some point later in the season, you can hopefully start working him back into being a starter because he's kind of catching a groove and he's feeling it. That's my hope.
We'll see. Yeah, that's my hope as well. But basically, if he has a good outing, Chris Townsend, we need a Japanese word from you. One Japanese word.
Now, you're going to call me because I don't want – if I do my homework and you don't call, I mean, that's just doing me wrong.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
All right. So if Fuji throws the ball well, doesn't give up a run, I will be prepared.
Okay. We'll do
all
that.
All right, George. Take care.
Have a great day. All right.
I did back in 2000, because we went in 12, we went in 2019. I used to have, yen. I used to have some in my back pocket. I had a blast. Japan, if you ever get a chance to go, my God, Tokyo is an unbelievable city. Let's go to Javier in Salinas. Javier, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
It's a nice day, Javier. Really nice day out here.
Yeah, great day, sun's out. Hey, I want to say a new fan to baseball. I've always been an A's fan. Dad took me to a game when I was Orioles game, first game. I believe it was 2008. I told myself that when Oakland's going to be leaving this hope. So I told myself I want to be more into the game. And I got to say, you turned me into a pitching guy. And I'm with you. I believe Fuji, he did good. I believe it was an out and then two strikeouts. I'm with you on the opener. Pruitt, I like Pruitt. With three pitches in, man, a hit and a home run. It's just Hogan Harris. I wanted to talk more about this guy. I've been watching here in every A's clubhouse for about a month now from the Angels, and I haven't seen this guy. Let's talk more about him. He did really good, no?
Yeah, Hogan Harris is a guy that has a live arm. I mean, he's been in the top 25 in prospects. He's a raging Cajun, Louisiana Lafayette. And he is a guy, a third-round pick, I want to say he was. And then he's one of those guys, you know, that it's everywhere in baseball. It's the epidemic. It's Tommy John surgery. So what happens when you have Tommy John surgery? You're going to be out for a year. But it's just not you're out for a year. That is getting back, getting ready, and then they baby you when you come back. It just takes so much of your career away from you. Your career is only so long. So when you have Tommy John surgery, it really is over a year of your career that's just gone. And then you got to come back. There's this big trust factor. You know, we talked to Chris Bassett about this and Kendall Graveman about this. We talked to multiple guys that we know that had it. And, you know, your arm doesn't always feel right. You're still dealing with scar tissue and stuff. And every single time your arm doesn't feel right, you're scared that you're still hurt or that you've re-injured it. You know, it's a trust process of being able to let it go and let it go without feeling like, you know, if I really snap off this slider, are we going to have to go over this again? I mean, my God, I mean, it's scary. I think about guys that have to Jared Parker. We remember what happened with Jared Parker in the end. But talking about Hogan Harris, he's a guy, left-hander, terrific stuff. You start, you know, fastball, changeup, curveball, cutter. You saw the curveball today. He has the ability to mow through a lineup. And a lot of questions have been, can he throw strikes? I'm just starting to wonder, like, these guys can't throw strikes in Vegas, and they come up here and throw strikes. And I'm, like, wondering, like, why would you throw strikes in Vegas when if a guy hits a pop fly, the ball's out? I mean, you're scared to pitch in the strike zone because it's so offensive heavy. But this guy has been on the radar as a terrific arm. And the first time around, we're going to wipe that out, his first outing. We're going to act like we never saw that, and we're going to go off what we saw today. And I got to tell you, Javier, what you saw today makes you want to see a lot more, no question.
Yeah, definitely want to see more, and I might be at the game tomorrow to see Luis Medina. And also, I'm a big fan of Kemp, man, and it's been disheartening to see how he's been doing this year. And I mean, I'm with you at that point where, you know, maybe we do want to see Lawrence Butler and see some changes in these guys come up and just see how they do, you know?
Yeah, I feel bad for Tony, and obviously appreciate the phone call, and you call again, Javier. I mean, for Tony, you just start to wonder. And it happens in sports where you just need a change of scenery, where you need to be somewhere else, and you need just to hit the reboot button. Because Tony today, just want to look at it here. Yeah, he's batting 158. In 2 days is Memorial Day. Folks, Memorial Day is the day where we all sit back and we go, first checkpoint, I think this is a little late. Baseball needs to change, because back in the day when the A's used to do this, this was baseball starting later in April. So it made sense Memorial Day as the first checkpoint. Problem now is baseball starts in March. So you're well past the 50-game mark. I mean, the A's will have 56 games played on Memorial Day. I don't want to, like, hey, that's the first checkpoint. We've played 56 games. Like, what? That's way too long. That's, if you got issues, that's way too long. So, but you're going to be at Memorial Day, and you're hitting, I mean, I don't know what he'll be after the next 2 days, but right now Tony Kemp's hitting 158. Like, we all love Tony Kemp. Tony Kemp is a great human being. And he's had a good career as a player that can be versatile and play a lot of different positions and be a great person in your clubhouse. But at some point, you're playing him a lot, and he's hitting 158. Is this team 10-43 because of Tony Kemp? God, no. But you're also saying to yourself, wow. You're staring like veterans. You got a bunch of these veterans. And they're just not, they've all not worked. So how long do you go with that? And it's not something I want to talk about on a daily basis. That's tough to talk about, because it was one thing when people tried to shove, and you know I hate this, it's early, people trying to shove that down your throat, it's early. Well, what the problem with people who go it's early is they're wishing on a star. They're wishing that there's going to be this magical Disney turnaround. And sometimes there is, but sometimes there's not. And we're not early anymore. 54 games in the books. It's not early. You only play 162. You've played 54. Not early. So, a lot of just, you know, this is just a lot. Just a lot of things haven't gone your way. A lot of things. Hard to believe, but yes. Not a whole lot of bright spots. That also means things can turn around. Things start do going your way, but you're probably going to have to make changes to make that happen. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. We're going to continue with your phone calls right here on the A's Clubhouse Show after the Athletics lose to the Astros.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
6-3.
Need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game? Go with the winning team. Call Vinardi Zerata at 833-VZ-FOR-ME or go to vzlawfirm.com. Vinardi Zerata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
First United Credit Union is swinging for the fences with above-market certificate rates. Whether you're saving for college tuition, retirement, or even your next big trip, First United has a high-rate certificate for you. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for current rates and to open an account today. Federally insured by NCUA, not one penny has ever been lost.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall. Do you believe that?
You're listening to A's Cast.
And the lefty's first pitch is swung on and hit it deep, hit a ton, hit way back to left, and that is in the upper deck. Bombs away for Shea Langeliers. My goodness, he hit that ball a long way.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
All right, let's get back to the calls at 833-625-2278. Alex leaving the game. You had pretty good tickets today?
What's up, Tommy, man? I had great tickets. It was funny because I wasn't really planning on going to the game. And then I was on StubHub, and like, I found these tickets for $125 for diamond-level seats, like front row. I said, what the heck? I'll just go ahead and go for it. So I went, and it was a blast, man. Everything was top notch. If you've never done diamond level seats, I highly recommend you do it. The service is incredible. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. Well, three drinks, but they'll serve you pretty much as much as you want. And it was kind of funny. I was right next to Reggie Jackson, and one little pop fly, silly me. I was like, oh, it has the sound. And Reggie comes up to me and says, son, you don't know the sound.
How much did you eat?
Oh, man. They had ribs today, right? So I had two set of ribs, probably three or four hot dogs, popcorn, what else I have? Ice cream, yeah. It's just like all you get. It was amazing, man. I had a lot of food. I probably won't have dinner tonight. Let me just say that's how much food I had.
Oh, I know. When I've sat in the diamond seats, I remember the one time they had lobster rolls, and I was like, just keep bringing them. Just keep bringing them. And then they brought down all these, like, ice cream bars and stuff. I'm like, just keep bringing. I mean, I literally almost got sick in my seat when I sat there this one time because I ate so much. I'm like, I'm going to be – because this is back in our 3 hours and 45-minute games. It's like, if I'm going to be down here for 3-plus hours, I'm getting mine. And, oh, I got mine that day.
Oh, most definitely. And now, I don't know if it was the same, but, like, they cut you off the seventh inning. So, you know, with these short games, which I love, by the way, these so enjoyable. You know how you're not out there in the sun all day. You're just, you know, you're in and out. And actually, it was kind of interesting. I saw that, you know, as the game was going on, there was a pitch clock violation. I love that, man. Just keep the game rolling, dude. Give me the action.
Yeah, it was so funny to hear the criticism by people. We're like, you're taking my baseball away. We're like, what? Did we tell you we're doing less innings? Did we tell you that there's going to be less outs? Where are you not understanding how this works? The game is not changing. It's just we're making things go faster in between the action. So a pitch is thrown. We're now going to make the next pitch come faster than it used to. So everybody get in position, get ready. So no one shortened the game. The game is still a 9 innings. The game is still 27 outs. And then all of a sudden, once people saw it, they went, oh, I get it now. And, yeah, I'd rather be here for 2 hours and 41 minutes versus 3 hours and 41 minutes.
Exactly, Tony. And also, Tony, man, it's crazy. I've been listening to you. I called the first time I ever called you. I was in the seventh grade, and you were so generous to take my phone call. And I've been listening to you. I'm 29 now. I've been listening to you since I was, you know, 11, 12 years old. The only time I didn't not listen to you was when I was overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. But I did listen to you in Korea. And it's been, it's kind of funny. I feel like I know you. I've been listening to you so much throughout the years. And you mean so much to me as an A's fan. It's really special, man.
That's awesome, man. You make me feel old, but thank you very much. That truly, a call like that means a lot because, you know, we've all been in this together in so many different ways, and we're going through some crazy times again. But you know, for A's radio, A's streaming, but A's radio, we've been on so many different radio stations, and we've been on so many that it's been a wild ride. But the fact that you guys have always been loyal for all these years, and you said you were in seventh grade and you're now 29, I'm just happy that I've been here this whole A's journey, that you've been here with me and I've been here with you.
You know, remember the early calls like Emperor Nobody? Remember that guy, Emperor Nobody?
I still text with him today. He lives up in Portland.
Oh, no way. And Jesse was and Mustang Matt. And now I love the new guys like Greg from Slow. It's special, man. I probably should call more often. I get a little anxiety, but I don't know why I do. You're always a joy to talk to. No, it's great, man. You know, the record, it is what it is, 10:44. It's probably the worst time as an A's fan right now, but I'm not grinding wins and losses. I'm going to enjoy the time they have in Oakland and just do, you know, what I've been doing my whole life, man. I've been having season tickets. My uncle's been having season tickets since I was a little kid, so this is just memories. At this point, man, it is what it is. You're basically at a minor league level, but I don't care about the record. I just want to, you know, be out there and enjoy the team and enjoy the ballpark while it lasts.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Hey, call anytime.
All right, thanks, Tony. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for letting me talk, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Take care. You know, I hope I really hope that there's a lot of A's employees who are some of the newer employees. I hope they're listening and they heard that. And you see what we have tried to build with this organization all these years. Say, so look what we've been. This is a guy that was listening in seventh grade. He's now 29 years old. So now, no matter what's going on, we have built a relationship with our fans. And we love our fans. And they've been with us for a long time. And it means a lot to us. It does. And that's why I love to brag about the success of A's Cast. And how last year we had over 1.7 million downloads. You know, everybody's like taking shots, but they don't know the data. We all say we're into data, but a lot of people don't want to talk about the actual data. Yeah, we've done really well with A's Cast and A's Cast Live. And it's been a great, and people in baseball do know. And it's because we're trying to provide a great product for you day in and day out. And we're providing a product and a lot of it. We're giving a ton. We create contact content every single day. We're giving you new content. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to do it at the highest level, no matter what the record is, no matter what the streak is, whether it's losing, winning, no matter what, we're still going to do what we do. Once again, we didn't lose a game today. You're still going to get great play-by-play from Ken, Vince, and Johnny. You're still going to get that every single day. Everybody knows that our broadcast is second to none in the game. You're going to get a crazy post-game show that's been going on for years. This post-game show, the way it's been going on, multiple radio stations, if you look at the history of what we do after A's baseball and the downloads. See, before you had to listen to it live, but once we created A's Cast, if you miss it, you're able to, because we understand. I mean, games are late. You got to go to work the next day. But it's the most downloaded thing on athletics.com/A's Cast. It's the most downloaded show by far. And I always tell people, well, there's a reason. Because we established a long time ago that we were going to do this different. It was going to be a community. It was going to be for the fans. This is not created for the, you know, traditionally, post-game show hosts are worried about protecting the players and protecting the manager and protecting the front office and protecting everything and fighting with the callers and being a homer and root, root, root and cheerlead. I'm like, no. It's going to be like a talk show. It's wide open. What you want to talk about, I'm going to allow you to go as long as you're respectful and you don't curse, because we do have our last caller. Our last caller, he's a guy that, you know, grew up listening to this. Alex grew up, he was in seventh grade, he was listening to this. I remember we had the one kid that used to stay up late and sneak phone calls, and his parents didn't know. I mean, it's like, so we have to be respectful, but yeah, we're going to allow you to talk. And this show was never created for players. I'm not going to do a show for players. I'm not going to do a show for players' family. I'm not going to do a show for the people that are in uniform. What's the point? You know what the reality is? This is true every organization, every sport. The people in uniform change. They change. No one's managed or been the head coach forever. No one's been a player who doesn't retire. Father Time is undefeated. So if you do a show for people in, you do a show for people in uniform, you're doing the wrong show. You do the show for the fans. And that's what I created a long, 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 long time ago. Whether people have liked it or not, we've created it for the fans. For you. All ages, all sizes. And we love all of you. The number is 833-625-2278. We continue with your phone calls next after the A's lose to the Astros 6-3.
When Northern California businesses need some pop in their lineup, they call the bank rooted in the East Bay. Mechanics Bank. Since 1905, Mechanics Bank has been helping Bay Area and Northern California businesses find success and perform at the top of their game. See how they can make a difference in your business today. Call or stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Looking for a ride that's ecological and economical? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
Gas mileage is great in Honda cars. I feel like I can still go long distances without having to pay a fortune each time I go fill up my gas.
So I do use the Honda as my commuter car, and it's really great because I only have to fill up once a week.
From Accord and CR-V hybrids to Civic and HR-V, there's a fuel-efficient Honda that's right for you. See your NorCal Honda dealer now. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Join First United Credit Union as they root on the A's to victory. First United Credit Union believes in being a good neighbor and supporting our local teams and local community. And for a limited time, you can earn $100 when you open a free checking account and use it. Use promo code ATHLETICS when you apply. Learn more at firstunitedcu.org/athletics or stop by a local branch. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, A's fans, you know that running your own business is a slugfest every day. That's why businesses have been counting on Mechanics Bank since 1905. From operating lines of credit to equipment and real estate loans, they can help build your lineup to meet today's challenges and prepare for tomorrow's opportunities. Stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com today. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All loans subject to program eligibility and credit approval.
Unbeatable mileage from Chevron with TechRun unlocks all kinds of unbeatable trips. Like to family dinner the next town over. Or to a family wedding the next town over. Or even to a family reunion over the river and through the woods at Grandma's house. Any drive is worth it to see Grandma. Especially when you can stop along the way for unbeatable cleaning power from Chevron with TechRun. Your engine will be thanking you for making the trip. Download the Chevron app now and find unbeatable mileage near you.
Maytag Month has got it going on. It's all you want with the savings all month long. Baby, can't you see? Maytag Month is all you need. You know you can't go wrong when Maytag Month is going.
Upgrade to the performance you need on all Maytag major appliances during May is Maytag Month, happening all month long.
Maytag Month is going on. Maytag Month is going on.
So bases loaded. Here's Langelier as the pitch by Hector Neris. There's a line drive, base hit to left. That'll score one. That'll score two. And the A's are back in it. It's 6-3. Langelier picks on the first pitch. He scores Rooker from third and Brown from second. Diaz goes to second. Langelier delivers a two-run single in the bottom of the eighth. And it's now 6-3 Houston.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
After the A's drop one, do the Houston Astros 6-3. Hogan Harris is the story of this game. Five scoreless, struck out five, only walked one, looked very dynamic. Let's get out to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, County, did you know they had some type of Senate finance hearing today in Nevada? Did you hear anything about that?
I know the bill dropped yesterday or the night before. So I know about a bill, but I don't know about any hearing.
They had a hearing. In fact, Brody and Johnny Gomes showed a clip from the hearing. And I was trying to listen to you, and I caught that because I had my TV on mute. But there was a senator. Her name was Dina Neal. She questioned a lady named Joanna Jacob, who is the government affairs manager of Clark County. And basically, she asked her, you know, aren't you the senator Neal asked her, aren't you, don't you guys have some type of financial crisis right now? And the Jacob lady said, well, you know, we're operating at a structural something deficit. And right now, and she and that the Jacob lady just looked confused. And then the Neal lady asked her, well, don't you think that's kind of stupid that you're going to give your money to fund a baseball state or a stadium when you don't have any money right now? And she and the Jacob lady was like, I really don't know how to really explain that. If you catch the postgame show, you could catch that clip that Brody and Johnny Gomes showed. It's pretty interesting. I didn't know that they work like that on a Saturday, but like I have it frozen right now, and it's on the top left-hand corner. It says earlier today, and it says Senate Finance, and it shows the Neal and the Jacob lady kind of going back and forth. Like, you know, you don't have any money, and you're going to give these guys $200 million for a stadium?
That's the problem. Politicians don't really read the details. And the media, who doesn't want it to happen, they're not going to give you the details either. And I'm not trying to give any opinion here. I want no part of this until deals are done. But you're going to hear on sides that do not want this to happen, like they're acting like people in Nevada go to work and then money from their paycheck, taxes, is coming. That's not how that's working. The taxes are being generated from the project. So that means this taxpayer money doesn't even exist right now for the taxpayers and has nothing to do with their schools, their fire departments, their police departments, their stuff. It has nothing to do with that. These are taxes that are created once the project is done and taxes are created to the project, then that's where that's generated from. This is not taxes that are coming out of the taxpayers' pocketbooks. But people who are against, I'm just explaining. I have nothing to do with this. I'm not a politician. I'm not an economist. I've read up on this. I kind of, you know, it's kind of how things were proposed here in some ways, and no one cared about it then. I'm just saying how things can get done is you have a project, you build it, there'll be tax revenue from that project, and that tax revenue project comes back to the people who are building the project. But it's going to be sold here, and even politicians don't get it. Clearly the politicians, because, well, you've got these problems, so how are you going to do this with tax? Well, that taxpayer money isn't here unless you build the project. Does that make sense?
Money
right now, no matter what city, state, whatever, is you can't say, well, we've got these problems over here and a deficit over here, and you want to do what with this project over here? But it's like, yeah, well, this project's tax money is only going to be generated if that project is built. That project is never built. That tax money never even exists. And for some reason, people have a hard time understanding that.
Yeah, but I just thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, it seemed like, oh, they have an agreement, and then, like I said, then all the stadium, those diagrams, all that stuff came out, and then, like, it's not like, I think we talked about last night, it's not a done deal. You know, it's not a done deal at all. Everybody's, well, they're going to go.
There's no done deal. You know what's so funny? There's no done deal anywhere. Do people really think the deal is done in Oakland? This deal is not even, it was never even close in Oakland. Oh, it's 90%. 90%, that means nothing. A deal is either 100% or it's not. The percentages are biased, and they're coming from sources that are biased. There's not a deal in Nevada, and there's not a deal in Oakland. So there's no deal anywhere. You want to talk facts? There's no deal anywhere. There's not a deal here or there. There's no deal anywhere that's done.
So what happens in like they say January 2024? What happens if they don't get a stadium, some type of deal, then that revenue sharing money, they don't get it?
Technically, that's supposedly what's going to happen, but revenue, you know, commissioners can do a lot of different things. So I, you know, all that stuff, and nobody wants to admit it, but all that stuff is so far above everybody's pay grade, especially people in sports. People in sports really shouldn't put it this way. And I hate to bring this up. And the only reason why I can bring it up, because I dealt with this all with the Raiders. Everybody in the San Francisco Bay Area media, you can go back and read all the articles. They're all still on there online. What people said on television, what people said on radio, and what people put in print, they all said Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas wouldn't work, and it would be a disaster for Las Vegas. Go back and read it. For everybody who wants facts, they all said in the San Francisco Bay Area media, it would be a horrible deal. An Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas right now is the most profitable venue in the United States of America, and it's one of the most profitable venues in the world. When people in the Bay Area said it wouldn't work and it'd be a disaster, it's one of the most profitable in the world, and they're not even, they've made so much money, they're not even using all the hotel tax money. So there's facts and there's spin. Facts, spin. I don't want to be a part of either of it. I just know that sports media people are not elected officials. Sports media people are what they are. And now we got all these people delving into, like, they think that they're, are they looking at the devil? The devil's in the details, right? Are they looking at all the details? Do they know the details? The last thing I want to hear is sources. Sources are coming from places that everybody's trying to do what's best for them. All I know is this. There's no deal. Can we both agree on this from a factual standpoint? Because we like to be factual in baseball, like we know. There's not a deal anywhere.
I agree. Okay, yeah. I'll go with that.
There's not a deal anywhere. There's not a sign. Here, sign right up. Here you go. Boom. Deal done. There's not a deal done anywhere.
Hey, on a happy note, did you see the softball game today?
And, by the way, I'll take it a step further. Even when some deal does get done somewhere, we're still so far from it, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the softball game today?
No, I've been here all day long.
The 47-game winning streak was about to be ended. Two outs in the top of the seventh, down 7-4, down 0-2 in the count with two on. A three-run homer by Kenzie Hansen tied the game for OU. They won it on a solo homer in the ninth. 48-game winning streak to go into the Women's College World Series. Boy, it was a great game.
That is unbelievable. For 47 straight wins?
48. Today was 48.
48? That is unbelievable. Yeah, the college softball playoffs, it's a lot of fun to watch. Because to think that how great that streak is, because you just need one pitcher, and there's so many great softball pitchers in college softball. It just takes one great pitcher to have one night to shut you down. And the fact that they play in a great conference, and the fact that they've won 48 straight games is amazing.
They were up 4-0. They gave up a 3-run homer and a 2-run homer. When they hit the 2-run homer, it was 5-4, and they said that's the first time anybody has scored 5 runs on them all season in 56 games. That's the most runs they had given up in a game this year.
Oh yeah, then, you wanted college softball. You like power, and you like pitching and defense. They do it at such a high level; it's great. Hey Joe, thank you for the phone call. I got to get out of here, but first, before I do that, I got to get to Road Trip Mike. Who Road Trip? When we just talked to you, you were in South Dakota. You're now in Kentucky.
Yes. Okay. Let me switch this off.
You're what?
Can you hear me?
I gotcha, Road Trip. Go ahead.
Okay. This could be one of the tougher phone calls because I want to answer a couple things from last night, and this will be the one time that I bring up the stadium anywhere. Okay, I get asked on the road all the time about the stadium, and I tell them the same thing. When a shovel hits the ground and starts digging up dirt, then I'll believe in it. That's my only statement on it. And that's all you'll ever hear me say. Next thing I want to talk about is the person that said last night that he thought Tony Kemp quit. Tony Kemp will never quit anything. He's always going to be coming on. Now, the leadership. I am dying to see if Tony Kemp or somebody's going to take Ruiz and talk to him about swinging at the first pitch. He does it way too often. I want to see if one of the leaders are going to take Rucker into his arms and say, let's go look at videotape and see what you're doing, what's going on differently than it was earlier, and see if somebody has done it. And I'm darn sure when I get to Miami, I'm going to ask them if they're doing this with these guys. Because you know what? That's leadership. Right now, everybody's got the look in their eye like I'm just trying to survive. And you know what? If you start helping the other guys, karma's going to come around, smack you in the face, and everything's going to turn around for you. And that's just my opinion at this point.
Well, I'm very curious when you get to Miami and you see the team and you get to talk to them, because you will talk to them, I'm curious what they're going to tell you.
So am I, because I've been stewing on this for miles.
How many states have you been stewing on this?
About 6. I've covered 2,200 miles, and I only have 400 left to get to Atlanta to see Pinder tomorrow. And I have one more. And I was driving towards Kansas City. Every time I go to Kansas City, I do two things. I go to the Negro Hall of Fame, and I go to it used to be Oklahoma Joe's, then it was Kansas City Joe's, now it's just Joe's barbecue, and get barbecue.
Kansas, the original Kansas City Joe's is actually a gas station with a restaurant in Kansas City. So it's a gas station with like a little restaurant in it. And
yep.
They have something that's called flash fried ribs. It was
yes.
The best ribs. They're smoked ribs that they did, because they also did right by their arena there. They have a fancier restaurant there, and they have them. Yeah. They have them as appetizers. These flash fried ribs are arguably the best I've ever had. They're right by. Well, I don't know what the name of the arena is there in Kansas City, but they're right. It's Kansas City Joe's. It's right next to the arena, and the original one has them too. They're to die for. They smoke these ribs and they flash fry them, so they're smoky. They're not fall off the bone, but they're competition ready. But they're crispy at the same time. It's insane. It's hard to describe how good they are.
Oh, I know. I've had them because the gas station is the only one I've been to when I go there. Every time I go to Kansas City. That's a must-stop.
Must-stop. Like, can you imagine that? People don't understand. Road Trip, they don't understand that you can go fill up your car and get the best barbecue in the country all at the same time.
Yes, and I've done it. I did it last year. but I won't be going back to Kansas City. And I had to say it this way. I was heading toward there, and I was thinking about it. And then I got to thinking about Cup, and I couldn't go to Kansas City. Glenn, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it because I miss him so much, and I think things should have gone differently.
Yeah, I hear you. So, well, safe travels. So, when are we going to hear from you next?
Well, probably when I get to Miami after the first game, or maybe in between talking to Chad and Austin Allen.
Hey, tell Chad Pender I said hello.
Oh, I definitely will. A lot of the players want me to say hey and hi and wishing you nothing but the best.
Yeah, well, make sure you tell them I said hello, too.
Oh, I most certainly will, County. There's no doubt about that. I'm driving all this way. I've covered 39 hours in 2 days to get there for the 1 o'clock game tomorrow, just so I could have a talk with him.
Well, that's awesome. All right, Road Trip, we'll be in touch. You take care, buddy.
Yep, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty, let's go over the out-of-town scoreboard quickly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. What was happening in Major League Baseball today? Well, we got games going on, obviously. D-backs lead the Sox down in Arizona, top three, 1-0, top of the third. It's the Cubs over the Reds, 4-1, bottom of the third, Cardinals shutting out the Guardians, 1-0 in Cleveland. Later on tonight, it's going to be the Mets and the Rockies at 6:10, Verlander against Anderson. 7:07 tonight, Shohei up against Cabrera. That's Marlins in Anaheim to take on the Angels at the Big A. Earlier today, a final in 10. Yankees beat the Padres 3-2. Tigers down the White Sox 7-3. It was the Twins on top of the Blue Jays 7-9. Rangers and Marcus Semien had a big two-run single there. Rangers 5, Orioles 3. Nationals 4, Royals 2. Mariners shut out the Pirates 5-0. And Game 2 of the rematch of the 2020 COVID World Series, Round 2 goes to the Dodgers. They beat the Rays at the Trop 6-5. So last night, it was the Rays over the Dodgers. Today, Dodgers over the Rays. That's a very good series. Phillies beat the Braves 2-1, and it was the Giants staying hot. Giants beat the Brewers. Mitch Haniger. You know what? Mitch Haniger's a Bay Area guy. I root for him. Mitch Haniger, a two-run home run, his fourth. Giants beat the Brewers 3-1. Giants are 27-25. Got to give them their due. They are back. They're back. They're back in it because they got off to a horrible start. What's on Deck presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. A's Total Access tomorrow, 12:25, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. We're going to have Mark Kotze, the Mark Kotze Show, and he's going to be back from his daughter's graduation. But it's the Mark Kotze Show that we taped on Friday. We'll play it for you. We're going to hear a view from the press box with Vince, Tommy Edwards, the hitting coach, with Ken. First pitch is going to be at 1:07, Medina against Javier. You want to talk good arms? Really good arms on the mound tomorrow. You like pitching and you like right-handed quality pitching? Javier against Medina, going to love it. All right, 12:25 A's Total Access, first pitch, 1:07. It'll be another beautiful day here at the Coliseum. What, kids are going to run the bases? You can't beat it. We'll see everybody tomorrow here at 1:07. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Saturday. A's with the loss of the Astros 6-3. You have been watching, you, not watching, you have been listening to the A's Clubhouse Show right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.